Let's talk about Russell Westbrook. He's a phenomenal ball player, freak athlete, can go 0 to 100, coast to coast. Every game, you don't know what to expect, except this year, you know to expect a triple-double. He's one of those players that he's just fun to watch. He's entertaining. It's one of those things where you look at a guy that's that athletic and you go, why couldn't I be that athletic? You know, and he's phenomenal. And he's what's really interesting is he's doing this on a team where their next best player is someone that another team wants to get rid of. And that's, to me, Victor Oladipo, which I think he's a decent player. Steven Adams is good. Enes Kanter is good on the Thunder. But for the most part, Russell Westbrook is it. He's fantastic. You think that even last year, they win 51 games with Durant. This year, they're going to win 48 without him. If that's not an amazing feat, I don't know what is. Russell Westbrook is the motor, the drive, the athletic talent, the basketball player that the Thunder need. And he's showing up every single game. So much so that you see that he recently broke the triple-double record that Oscar Robertson, the Big O, recently had in the 60s. You see that not only is he doing the triple-doubles, but he's doing it averaging 10 minutes less, playing 10 minutes less than what Oscar Robertson did. Also, you see in when you compare him to other MVP candidates, he's playing less minutes and producing more. It's phenomenal to me what he brings on the floor. They've significantly the win totals of when he gets a triple double is significant. He's just a phenomenal basketball player. I even wrote down some of his accolades just from this year, 42 triple-doubles. He has 3-plus 50-point triple-doubles this season. It's more than any other player in history. He's averaging a triple-double. He's doing such amazing work on the basketball floor. He's the only player to average 40 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists over a five-game span. He's the only player to have at least 100 points, 30 rebounds, and 30 assists through the first three games of the season. He has the most points ever with a triple-double, and that's 57. I look at this, and I know that there are arguments for the other MVP candidates, James Harden and LeBron James, and then Kawhi Leonard. They're all having great years, but I just can't see someone more valuable to a team right now than Russell Westbrook. He's phenomenal. In saying that, I recently, whenever he got his triple-double, he hit a buzzer beater to win a game to reach his other 50-point triple-double, but also to hit the 42nd triple-double to break Oscar Robertson's record. He gets interviewed after the game. He's gotten dressed. He's sitting in the locker room, and you can look this up on YouTube. It's a great interview, but they ask him, you know, what's your feeling right now with everything that's going on? He said, man, I'm just blessed. He goes, I have to give all my thanks to the man upstairs, all of it. And he said, for giving me the talent to produce on this level. And then he says, I also want to thank my teammates. And without them, I wouldn't be here. And the fans, he gives credit to the fans, and what the fans do is they cheer him on. That's honestly it. But the fact that he's willing to even give them credit is saying something. But I look at Russell Westbrook as a very interesting character, because a lot of people don't like him because of his competitive demeanor. some people think he's sloppy. Some people think, you know, with his turnovers and everything, and he just gets ahead of himself. But even then, he's one of the greatest athletes to ever play this game. And yet, he's willing to give thanks to other things besides himself. See, he could be confident, but he doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily mean he's proud. See, I look at 2 Corinthians 10:17, and I love this verse because it's a reminder to me that when credit is given, where do I give it? You know, when it's given to me, the credit is given to me, what do I do with this? And 2 Corinthians 10:17 says this, "Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." The Bible talks about the other people boasting about you. Let other people boast about you. You boast in the Lord. It's this idea that everything given to you has been given to you by God himself anyway. So why wouldn't you give him the credit for everything? See, Russell Westbrook did this. National television, he gets interviewed, and the first thing he says is, "I want to give all thanks to the man upstairs who gave me this talent." And I wonder in our lives how often, even from mundane to big stuff, how often we decide to take credit for things that, if we're honest, we don't deserve credit for them. We actually, yes, it's good to get those accolades. It's good to, like, people to affirm or people to brag about you, but when you're put on a stage to honestly give credit back to the Lord, give him the credit for what you've done or what he's given you, honestly, do we do that? Is he the first thing that comes into our mind when we are given praise about something? Because I want to be that. And I'm not perfect, and I don't always do that, but I want to be that. And I hope that you do too. In whatever realm you're in, whether it's your job and you're producing, you're doing a great job, you get awarded for it, do you give that praise back to God? Do you let people know, hey, God is the one that did this for me? I think when we finally start doing that, we honestly start giving credit where credit's due. Yes, it's great that we're able to do that, but it's even better that we were given this gift to do that in the first place. So remember that verse, 2 Corinthians 10:17. Just like Russell Westbrook did it, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.